This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Georgia's liver transplant services need stronger patient-centered systems, study shows. Patient-centered care in liver transplantation requires institutional systems, not just individual effort, new analysis finds. As Georgia's liver transplant services have expanded over the past decade, clinical capacity has grown, but systemic challenges in patient communication, continuity of care, and ethical oversight have emerged alongside it. A new analysis published in the Georgian Medical Journal argues that sustainable patient-centered care in transplantation depends on integrated organizational systems, professional standards, and institutional accountability rather than the efforts of individual clinicians alone. The commentary, authored by Dr. Sulkhan Inayishvili, examines how Georgia's transplant programs can strengthen their approach to patient care by embedding professionalism, communication protocols, and ethical governance into their organizational structures, a shift that aligns with international accreditation standards and the principles of the World Health Organization's person-centered care framework. 10+ years. Period of expansion in Georgia's liver transplant services, concurrent with emerging systemic gaps in access, communication, continuity, and ethical governance, according to Inayishvili's analysis. The complexity of liver transplantation, why patient-centered care matters. Liver transplantation is not a single clinical event. It represents what Inayishvili's article describes as one of the most complex and ethically demanding domains of contemporary healthcare, characterized by prolonged care pathways, severe organ scarcity, and heightened vulnerability of both recipients and living donors. In Georgia, where living donor liver transplantation is a significant component of transplant activity, the stakes are particularly high. Both recipient and donor enter a lifelong medical relationship with the transplant center, requiring continuity of care, transparent communication about risks and outcomes, and robust ethical safeguards. Yet these elements are not guaranteed by individual clinician compassion alone. They require institutional infrastructure. The analysis draws on international transplant evidence, Georgian clinical experience, and accreditation standards to demonstrate that patient-centered transplant care can only be sustained through integrated systems of professionalism, communication, and institutional accountability. This finding aligns with earlier reporting on early outcomes and blood group matching in Georgian liver transplant programs, which highlighted both clinical progress and the need for standardized protocols. 5 critical domains for patient-centered transplant systems. Inayishvili's article identifies 5 areas where Georgian transplant services must strengthen organizational systems. Access and intake. Transparent, equitable criteria for patient selection and fair allocation of scarce organs. Informed consent, structured processes to ensure recipients and living donors understand realistic risks, benefits, and long-term commitments. Living donation ethics, safeguards to protect donor autonomy, prevent coercion, and ensure donor follow-up and support. Communication pathways, standardized protocols for information sharing across the care team and with patients and families. Ethics oversight, institutional ethics committees with transplant-specific expertise and authority to review cases and guide policy. These 5 domains are not optional extras. They are foundational to sustainable transplant programs. Patient-centered transplant care can only be sustained through integrated systems of professionalism, communication, and institutional accountability. Sulkhan Inayishvili, Georgian Medical Journal, 2025. Professionalism as an Organizational Responsibility. A key insight from Inayishvili's analysis is that professionalism in transplant care is not merely an individual virtue, it is an organizational and educational responsibility. This distinction matters because it shifts accountability from individual clinicians to institutions and leadership. When a patient feels unheard, or a living donor is not properly informed about risks, or a recipient receives conflicting information about follow-up, the problem often lies not with an individual's character, but with the absence of standardized systems. The solution, therefore, is not just to hire more compassionate doctors, It is to build institutional structures that embed patient-centered values into workflows, training, and governance. Georgia's transplant centers have the opportunity to lead in this space. The Georgian Medical Journal continues to publish clinical and operational research from Georgian transplant teams, documenting both progress and lessons learned. Living donor protection, a cornerstone of ethical transplant care. Living donor liver transplantation occupies a special ethical position. Unlike deceased donor transplants, living donation carries real medical risk to a healthy person. International consensus emphasizes that donors must be protected through careful screening, informed consent, and long-term follow-up, and that no form of financial incentive should compromise donor autonomy or exploit economic vulnerability. In Georgia, where blood group compatibility and family relationships shape living donation patterns, institutional ethics oversight becomes essential. Inaishvili's article argues that transplant programs must implement structured processes for independent assessment of donor voluntariness and understanding, careful evaluation of psychosocial suitability and ongoing support, long-term medical follow-up for donors, including monitoring for late complications, documentation and transparency that withstands external review. These are not bureaucratic burdens. They are ethical necessities that protect the most vulnerable participants in the transplant system, and they strengthen public trust in transplant programs overall. Key takeaways. Patient-centered care and liver transplantation must be embedded in organizational systems and institutional accountability, not left to individual clinician effort, Inaishvili, 25. Five critical domains: access, informed consent, living donation ethics, communication, and ethics oversight require standardized protocols and governance structures. Georgia's expanding transplant services have clinical capacity, but must now strengthen systemic safeguards for patient communication, continuity of care, and ethical protection of living donors. 2025. Frequently asked questions. What does patient-centered care mean in transplantation? Patient-centered care means designing transplant services around the patient's and family's needs, values, and preferences, not just clinical outcomes. This includes transparent communication, genuine informed consent, continuity across the care team, and shared decision-making. In transplantation, it also requires protecting the autonomy and safety of living donors. Why is institutional responsibility more important than individual effort? Individual clinicians cannot sustain patient-centered care alone. Systems fail when they rely on individuals. Staff turnover, inconsistent practice, and gaps in oversight create harm. When patient-centered values are embedded in protocols, training, governance, and accountability structures, they survive staff changes and scale reliably across a whole program. What are the main risks for living donors in liver transplantation? Living liver donors face surgical risks, including bleeding, infection, and bile leak. They may also experience chronic pain, fatigue, or reduced quality of life after donation. They carry a small but real mortality risk. Ethical transplant programs protect donors through independent assessment, thorough informed consent, long-term medical follow-up, and psychological support. How do accreditation standards support patient-centered transplant care? International accreditation bodies have developed specific standards for organ donation and transplantation that require programs to demonstrate transparent access criteria, informed consent processes, living donor protection, ethics oversight, and patient communication. These standards drive institutional improvement and are recognized markers of quality and safety. What comes next for Georgian transplant services? Georgia's transplant community has built clinical expertise and demonstrated growing capacity. According to Inaishvili's analysis, the next chapter must focus on the systems and safeguards that sustain quality and trust. This means investing in ethics committee infrastructure, standardizing patient communication protocols, implementing structured informed consent processes, and ensuring long-term follow-up for both recipients and living donors. It also means training the next generation of transplant professionals to see these systems not as compliance burdens, but as expressions of professionalism and care. International accreditation pathways, ongoing publication of Georgian transplant outcomes and practice innovations in the Georgian Medical Journal, and peer learning with regional and global transplant programs can all support this transition. The expansion of Georgia's transplant services over the past decade has been a clinical success. The challenge now is to make it sustainable by ensuring that patient-centered care is not a hope or a slogan, but a reality built into the fabric of how transplant programs operate. Full citation. Inaishvili S., Patient-Centered Care and Liver Transplantation in Georgia, Implications for Professionalism, Communication, and Accredited Transplant Services. Georgian Medical Journal, 2025. Read the full article on GMJ. Source, read the full article in the Georgian Medical Journal. At context, liver transplant services need stronger patient-centered systems, study shows. Description: patient-centered liver transplant care in Georgia requires institutional systems, not individual effort. Study examines professionalism, communication, and accreditation standards. Author, At Type Organization, name, GMJ Editorial Team, Publisher, At Type Organization, name, GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal, date published, 2026-05-21, date modified, 2026-21.